Welcome back, everyone, to the deep dive today. We're going to be tackling a really interesting question. I think one that a lot of you out there are probably thinking about, too.
Okay.
Can human-led SEO consulting still thrive in a world where AI seems to be taking over everything?
Right.
We're diving deep into an article today titled Navigating the Future of SEO, Unveiling the Power of Unique Consulting to try to figure this out.
Yeah, it's a great question, and honestly, with all the buzz around AI right now, it is easy to kind of get caught up in the hype and think, okay, are human strategists just going to be obsolete?
Are we all out of a job?
Yeah, are we all out of a job?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if we really look closely at what's happening in SEO, I think the answer is a little more complicated than just yes or no.
Right. I think that's what we're hoping to unpack today.
Yeah.
I mean, we see all these headlines all the time that SEO is dead.
Right.
But then at the same time, I see so many businesses that are thriving online because they're using smart SEO tactics.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the reality? What's actually happening?
Well, I think the reality is that AI is changing things up a lot.
Right.
It's definitely changing the game. It hasn't totally rewritten the rules yet.
Okay.
And one of the key things I think that this article does is it really highlights how many people actually misunderstand what SEO even is.
Right.
Like, what does it really entail? Because so many people think it's just about churning out content.
Uh-huh.
But it's so much more than that.
Uh-oh.
It's this whole strategy. Mm. It's this whole approach.
Yeah.
And you really have to understand how search engines work, how users search, you know, what they're looking for, and then how to connect those two things.
Right. And that's, I think, where a lot of the confusion comes in. And that's where some of these fears, I think, originate.
Yeah.
It's like there is this great quote in the article from David Quaid.
Yes.
He said that too many organizations think SEO is just about copywriting.
Yeah, just writing.
And I think that's kind of like the common.
It's content.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like, oh, we just need to produce more words and that's.
Pump out content.
Yeah, that's going to solve it. But as you were saying, there's just so much more to it.
There's so much more to it.
There's strategy. There's technical elements. There's understanding user behavior.
It's psychology.
Yeah. It's a
whole thing.
Yeah.
And one thing I think we should probably talk about, because it's been in the news a lot lately.
Yeah.
Is the role of AI in content creation. Because this is one area where I think people are really kind of wondering what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Like AI can obviously generate text now.
Right.
But can it really understand all the nuance,
the
tone of voice, the different audiences, all the things that really make content work for humans?
That's the question. Can AI really understand the subtle things that make content resonate?
Right.
You know, with a human.
Yeah.
You know, I think about it like this. Let's say you're working with a local bakery.
Okay.
AI might be able to write about what's in a croissant, the ingredients,
yeah.
But can it really capture the bakery story?
Right. The passion behind it, the sense of community.
Right. Like, why is that bakery special?
Yeah. Why go to that bakery?
Yeah.
And I think this is where the human touch is so crucial.
Yeah.
You know, really innovative SEO consultants, they understand that a bakery's online success isn't just about ranking for best croissants near me.
Right.
It's about crafting a narrative.
Yes.
That makes people crave those croissants from that bakery.
Because it's an experience.
Because they feel a connection.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like building a brand. It's building trust.
It's everything.
It's not just about driving traffic to a website.
Exactly.
So this tailored approach, how does that actually work in the real world? Like, can you give us an example?
Yeah. So the article had this really great example of a cybersecurity firm in New York.
Okay.
And they were kind of getting lost online.
Mm-hmm.
They had all these bigger competitors. And an innovative consultant wouldn't just throw a bunch of generic SEO tactics at them.
Yeah.
They would really dig deep and try to understand, what is it that this firm does that's special? What's their niche expertise?
Yeah.
Maybe they focus on a really specific type of cybersecurity that they're the best at.
Right.
And then they would build a content strategy that positions them as the go-to experts in that area.
So it's about finding those hidden gems, those things that really set a business apart.
Yes. Find that unique selling proposition.
Yes. And then use SEO to amplify it.
Exactly.
To get the word out there.
Yeah.
So in this scenario, AI could still play a role, right?
Absolutely.
Like, it's not like AI is completely out of the picture.
It's not human versus AI. It's more like AI is the assistant.
Okay.
You know? So, for example, AI can be really helpful with keyword research.
Right.
It can identify all these terms and phrases that potential customers are using.
Uh-huh.
But it's the human consultant who then takes that data and turns it into an actual story
right.
that incorporates those keywords in a natural way.
So it's not just about stuffing keywords into content.
Oh, yeah.
To please the Google gods or whatever.
No, it has to sound natural.
It's about understanding.
It has to read well.
Yeah.
It has to make sense.
It's about understanding how humans actually search.
Yes.
What their intent is.
Yes.
And then creating content that meets those needs.
That answers their questions. That solves their problems.
And that brings us to another really important point that the article made, which is data-driven decision-making.
Absolutely.
Right? Like, innovative consultants aren't just throwing things at the wall and seeing what sticks.
No.
They're using data to figure out what's working, what's not working.
Exactly.
How are users interacting with a website?
Mm.
What needs to be improved?
Yes.
And that's where AI can be incredibly helpful.
It can be.
Right? In collecting and analyzing all of that data.
Absolutely.
But it's the human consultant who then takes those insights, connects the dots, and figures out what the SEO strategy should actually be.
That's the key, the interpretation.
Yes. You know? Yeah. And I'm sensing a theme here.
Yeah.
It's not AI versus human. It's about the synergy.
It's the synergy.
Between the two.
Yeah. You want both.
Right.
You want the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
AI gives us all these incredible tools for data analysis, for automation,
yeah.
you know, even for content generation.
Yeah.
But it's the human creativity, the strategic thinking, the empathy that really elevates SEO.
It's what makes it work.
It makes it an art.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think that's where this idea of unique consulting really comes into play.
Absolutely.
Because innovative consultants are recognizing that every business is different.
Every business is different.
Every audience is different.
Every audience.
And every SEO strategy needs to be tailored to those specific circumstances.
There's no one size fits all.
There's no magic bullet.
Nope.
No cookie cutter solutions,
yeah.
which is why I'm always so skeptical when I see those ads online that are like, get to the top of Google overnight.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, if it sounds too good to be true.
It probably is.
It probably is.
It probably is.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Exactly.
It's about building a solid foundation.
Yes.
Understanding your audience.
Mm-hmm.
Creating great content.
Quality content.
And being in it for the long haul.
And constantly improving.
Right. And that's where I think the human element is more important than ever.
Absolutely.
Because you need that expertise to guide the strategy, to interpret the data.
And to adapt.
To make those adjustments along the way.
Yeah.
Speaking of the human element, the article also talked about how important transparency is.
Transparency is key.
In innovative SEO consulting.
It's huge.
Why is that?
Well, because in the past, SEO was kind of seen as a black box.
Yeah.
You know, clients didn't really understand what was happening.
Right.
And that led to a lot of skepticism, a lot of mistrust.
It's like taking your car to the mechanics.
Exactly.
And they're just like, yeah, it's fixed.
Here's the bill.
Here's $500.
Yeah.
And you're like, what did you even do?
I don't know.
But innovative consultants are changing that.
They're opening up that black box.
Right.
They're explaining everything.
Well, they're communicating.
They're showing their clients, hey, this is what we're doing. This is why we're doing it.
So it's about treating clients like partners.
Like partners.
Not just transactions.
Exactly.
It's about collaborating.
Yeah.
Sharing insights.
Working together.
And celebrating those successes together.
Absolutely.
And I think that really builds trust.
It does.
And it creates a much stronger relationship.
Much stronger.
Because let's be honest, the SEO world hasn't always had the best reputation.
It hasn't.
Right.
I get it.
There's been a lot of shady stuff.
Yeah. Definitely some shady stuff out there.
So I think it's refreshing
yeah.
to see these innovative consultants.
It is.
Really setting a new standard.
Yeah.
Showing that SEO can be ethical.
Ethical?
Can be transparent.
Transparent.
And it can be truly beneficial for businesses.
It could be.
Of all sizes.
Yeah.
So it sounds like they're really focused on building those long-term relationships.
They are.
Based on trust and mutual benefit.
Exactly.
And not just chasing those quick wins.
Right.
Or trying to game the system.
Right.
I'm really starting to see how all of these pieces fit together. Right.
Mm-hmm.
We've got AI as this powerful tool. But human expertise
yeah.
is still the guiding force.
The guiding force.
We've got data-driven decision-making.
Yes.
But we also have this emphasis on transparency.
Transparent.
And building trust.
Huge.
So how does all of this translate into actual results?
That's a great question.
What does success look like in this new world of SEO?
Yeah. And that's something that we're going to dig into.
Okay.
In the next part of our deep dive.
Great.
We're going to look at some case studies.
Okay.
Some specific tactics.
Awesome.
And really try to uncover what's behind sustainable success.
I love it.
In this crazy digital world.
I can't wait. But before we move on, I'd love to get your initial thoughts just from this first part of our conversation.
Yeah.
What are some of the things that have really stood out to you?
You know, I think what's so interesting to me is how these innovative SEO consultants are really embracing change.
Mm.
You know, they're figuring out how to use AI.
Yeah.
But they're not losing that human touch.
Right.
They're not afraid of new technologies.
Yeah.
But they're not just blindly following trends either.
Yeah.
They're really thinking critically about, okay, how can we use this to actually get results for our clients?
Yeah, I think that's a really important point.
It is.
And for me, I'm really intrigued by this whole emphasis on transparency.
Yes.
And this idea of SEO as a collaborative partnership.
I love that.
Between the consultant and the client.
It's a partnership.
Right, because I think that's essential.
It is.
For achieving that long-term success.
It is.
And for our listeners out there, we would love to hear from you too.
Yes.
What are your biggest questions or concerns about SEO in this age of AI?
Yeah, what are you struggling with?
You can connect with us on social media, or you can email us at info@primaryposition.com.
Absolutely. We want to hear from you.
We love hearing from you guys.
Yes, we're all in this together.
Right.
Trying to figure out this digital world.
We're all just trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
And we will be back soon with part two of this deep dive, so stay tuned.
Yes, stay tuned. More to come.
Until then, keep exploring and keep those questions coming.
Absolutely.
All right. See you soon.
See ya. Welcome back to our deep dive into innovative SEO consulting.
So glad to be back. I'm really excited to continue this conversation because last time we really started to scratch the surface of what makes this approach so unique and so effective. You know, it's not just about chasing algorithms or trying to game the system. It's about understanding the human element, building trust, and creating content that actually resonates with people.
Yeah, you really hit the nail on the head there. It's about shifting from that purely technical mindset to one that really prioritizes human connection and really trying to understand the people behind those searches.
Right. And what I find so fascinating is how innovative consultants are weaving data-driven insights into this more human-centric approach.
Yeah, and such a powerful combination when you think about it. Data can help us understand what people are searching for, their pain points, how they interact with content. But it's the human consultant who can then take all that data and translate it into a story that really resonates.
It's almost like the difference between reading a dry research report and listening to someone tell a captivating story. You know, one pulls you in and makes you feel something, and the other one just kind of puts you to sleep.
That's a great analogy. Data provides the raw materials, but it's the human storyteller who shapes those materials into something that's meaningful and memorable.
Okay, so let's talk about some specific tactics that innovative SEO consultants are using. We touched on a few in the last part, like voice search optimization schema, markup, local SEO. Can you break those down a bit further for us?
Absolutely. Let's start with voice search. You know, as more and more people are using voice assistants like Siri and Alexa to search for information, SEO consultants have to adapt their strategies to keep up.
So instead of typing best pizza near me into a search bar, they might say, hey Siri, where's the best pizza place around here?
Exactly. And that changes everything in terms of how we approach keywords and how we create content. Voice searches tend to be longer or more conversational, often phrased as questions.
So how do innovative consultants optimize for that?
Well, they focus on creating content that answers those questions in a natural conversational way. They also make sure that websites are mobile friendly and load quickly, since a lot of these voice searches are happening on mobile devices.
Makes sense. And what about schema markup? That one sounds a bit more technical.
It is a bit more technical, but it's incredibly powerful. Schema markup is basically a way of adding extra information to your website's code that helps search engines understand your content better.
So it's kind of like adding labels to your content so Google can easily categorize it and understand what it's all about.
Exactly. So let's say you're that bakery we were talking about earlier. You could use schema markup to highlight things like your business hours, customer reviews, even the types of pastries you sell.
That way, when someone searches for bakeries open late near me, Google can easily pull up your information and display it in a way that's visually appealing and easy to digest.
Exactly. Schema markup helps your website stand out in search results, and it can even lead to those rich snippets, which are the enhanced listings that include extra information like star ratings and images.
It sounds like a relatively simple way to make a big difference in terms of visibility and click-through rates.
It can be very effective. And then there's local SEO, which is essential for any business that relies on attracting customers from their local area.
Like that bakery or hair salon or plumber?
Exactly. Local SEO is all about optimizing your website and online presence to rank well for searches that are specific to a certain geographic area. So if someone searches for best plumber in Seattle, you want to make sure your business shows up at the top of those results.
Okay, so how do you actually do that? What are the key tactics involved in local SEO?
Well, it starts with claiming and optimizing your Google My Business profile. That's that little box that appears on the right side of the search results when someone searches for a local business.
It's the one that shows your business name, address, phone number, hours, often photos.
Exactly. You want to make sure all of that information is accurate and up to date. That's crucial for local SEO. You also want to encourage customer reviews because those can really influence your ranking and help build trust with potential customers.
Reviews are like social proof. They show people that other customers have had a positive experience with your business.
Exactly. And then there are things like building local citations, which means getting your business listed on relevant online directories and websites.
So not just your website, but also Yelp, TripAdvisor, industry-specific directories, even local news websites.
Exactly. The more places your business is listed online, the more signals you're sending to Google that you're a legitimate and relevant business in your local area.
So it sounds like local SEO is really all about building a strong online presence that's deeply rooted in your local community.
That's a great way to put it. It's about connecting with your neighbors, building trust, establishing your business as a go-to resource for people in your area.
You know, it's impressive how innovative SEO consultants are really staying ahead of the curve with all these tactics. But with technology evolving so rapidly, how do they ensure they're not just chasing the latest trends, but actually making strategic decisions that will last?
That's where their deep understanding of the fundamentals of SEO comes in. They're not just learning the latest tricks and tools. They're constantly studying how search is evolving, analyzing data, testing new approaches to figure out what really works.
So it's about having a really solid foundation of knowledge and then being willing to adapt and experiment as things change.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're not afraid to try new things, but they're also not jumping on every bandwagon that comes along. They carefully evaluate each new development test, its effectiveness, and only implement strategies that align with their clients' goals and values.
It sounds like a very balanced and sustainable approach. It's not about quick wins or overnight success. It's about building a strong SEO strategy that will deliver results for the long haul.
Precisely. And that's what sets innovative consultants apart. They're not just chasing rankings, they're building brands, fostering communities, helping businesses thrive in the digital age.
I'm curious, how do these innovative SEO consultants deal with the skeptics out there, the people who still believe that SEO is dead?
They address those concerns head on, backed by evidence and real-world results. They show how SEO has evolved beyond just manipulating keywords and link building. It's about creating valuable content, understanding user intent, providing a seamless user experience.
It's about aligning your online presence with how people are actually searching for information and making it easy for them to find what they need.
Exactly. And they also highlight how important it is to stay ahead of the curve, adapt to algorithm updates, and embrace new technologies.
Like the tactics we just talked about, voice search, schema markup, local SEO, those are all innovations that have emerged in recent years, and innovative consultants are already incorporating them into their strategies.
That's right. They're constantly learning, evolving, pushing the boundaries of what's possible with SEO, and they're doing it with integrity, transparency, and a genuine desire to help their clients succeed.
You know, it's becoming increasingly clear that these innovative consultants aren't just technicians. They're strategists, problem solvers, storytellers. They can connect the dots between data technology and human behavior.
That's a great way to put it. They're not just optimizing websites. They're optimizing businesses, helping them connect to their target audience in a meaningful way, and ultimately helping them achieve sustainable growth in the digital age.
This has been such an insightful conversation. We've covered so much ground, from the importance of data-driven decision-making to the nuances of voice search optimization and local SEO. But there's one more crucial aspect I want to touch upon before we wrap up our deep dive, the human element.
Right. And it's something we've talked about a little bit already, but it's worth diving into even deeper.
Exactly. In a world that's becoming increasingly automated, it's easy to forget that at the heart of every search query is a human being with real needs and desires.
And that's what we'll explore in the final part of our deep dive. We'll delve into the importance of empathy, creativity, and the power of storytelling in shaping SEO strategies that connect with audiences on a much deeper level.
I can't wait to continue this conversation and uncover even more insights about the future of SEO. But for now, we'll take a short break and be back soon with the final part of our deep dive. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the deep dive. As we wrap up our exploration of innovative SEO consulting, I think it's time to really get to the heart of what makes this approach so effective.
Okay.
And that is the human element.
Yeah. It's interesting, right? We talk so much about technology and data when it comes to SEO.
Yeah.
But ultimately, the most successful strategies always come back to understanding people.
It's like we spent the first two parts building this incredible machine with all the latest tools and insights.
Yeah.
But now we need a human to actually come in and make it work.
Right. We need that human touch to bring it to life.
Exactly. Because at the end of the day, SEO is about connecting with human beings.
It is.
It's about understanding their needs, their desires, their motivations.
Yeah.
And them creating content that speaks to all of that.
On a deeper level.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I remember reading this quote from a marketing expert once who said, people don't buy products, they buy emotions.
Oh, that's good.
And I think that applies to SEO as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think it does. When someone searches online, they're not just looking for information.
Right.
They're looking for solutions. Mm. They're looking for inspiration. They're looking for a connection.
Mm.
They want something that resonates with them on an emotional level.
Mm-hmm. And that's where empathy comes in.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's about putting ourselves in the shoes of those users and trying to understand, what are they really searching for? What problems are they trying to solve?
So what are they feeling?
What emotions are they experiencing?
Exactly.
And that's something that AI can't do. No matter how advanced AI becomes, it can never truly understand human emotions.
The complexity.
And the human experience.
Yeah.
So how do innovative SEO consultants actually do this? How do they bring empathy into their strategies? How do they tap into that human element?
Well, one really powerful way is through storytelling.
Okay.
So instead of just presenting a bunch of facts and figures, you know, dry stuff.
Yeah.
They weave narratives that engage audiences, that evoke emotions, that create these memorable experiences.
That reminds me of the example from the article about the nonprofit that focused on mental health.
Oh, yeah.
So instead of just publishing all these clinical articles, they could share personal stories of recovery and resilience and hope.
Right. And those stories are going to resonate with people who are searching for information about mental health. But they can also help break down stigma and create a sense of community.
And that's something that AI could never do on its own.
Never.
It takes human understanding and sensitivity to craft those kinds of narratives.
It does. It's about connecting with people on a human level, sharing experiences, building trust, and ultimately inspiring action.
So it seems like innovative SEO consulting is about finding that sweet spot between data-driven insights.
Yes.
And human-centered storytelling.
The sweet spot.
Right.
Yeah.
It's about using data to understand your audience.
Yes.
And then using creativity and empathy to create that compelling content that speaks to their hearts and minds.
I love that. It's like blending the art and science of SEO.
Yes.
To create something really powerful.
And it's that blend that makes innovative SEO consulting so unique and so effective.
It is.
They're not just achieving rankings.
Right.
They're getting real results for their clients.
Meaningful results.
Yeah. They're building brands. They're fostering communities.
Mm-hmm.
And they're making a positive impact on the world.
Yeah. I find that so inspiring.
Me too.
You know, using SEO as a force for good.
Yeah. Connecting people and making the online world a more human place.
I love that.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, what's the one message you want our listeners to take away?
SEO is definitely changing and evolving, but that human element is more important than ever.
Yeah.
You know, embrace the power of data, embrace the power of technology, but never lose sight of the people you're trying to reach.
Mm-hmm.
Tell their stories, connect with their emotions, use your expertise to make a real difference.
Beautifully said. And for our listeners out there, I encourage you to continue exploring, keep asking questions, and never stop learning. The world of SEO is constantly changing, but the human connection will always be at the heart of it all.
It will. And thank you for joining us on this journey. It's been a pleasure sharing these insights with you.
And until next time, keep diving deep and keep those human connections strong.